Well, good morning, Sarah. I know
good
we
morning.
Had talked a bit yesterday about how the snow was kind of like styrofoam and things would be okay. Why did that change throughout the day yesterday?
Just got heavier.
It did. I was shoveling for like 45 minutes, an hour, and we have a small driveway, but it was like I've got to almost break out ice scraping tools for this.
Yeah, it took me about, again, 45 to an hour to get 90% of our stuff done. I was like, no, I'm leaving the rest for the husband.
It was just not fun. So that was how the majority of my after nap festivities were yesterday. But down in Regina today, it's all travel not recommended. 70K wind gusts.
Yeah, I'll take our 40K wind gusts.
Yeah. And things are kind of calming down here right now, so that's good. But hey, what do we have in our Country Music Insider today?
Morgan Wallen leads the way with 7 nominations ahead of tonight's 58th annual CMA Awards.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, and Peyton Manning are hosting, and all of their promos up until this point have been just absolutely hilarious. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what those three bring to the table. Out of Morgan's nominations, they include Entertainer and Male Vocalist of the Year. George Strait is set to receive the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. And then some of the performers tonight include Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, Jelly Roll, Dierks Bentley, and just so much more.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Post Malone has announced that he is going on tour next year, and he's going to be bringing along Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, that's going to be an awesome concert. So next April to July is when his stadium tour is going to be. Speaking of Jelly Roll, he's going to be headlining the closing ceremonies of the Invictus Games in February. This is the games that Prince Harry founded back in 2014. They're kind of like the Olympics for veterans. They announced it in a fun promo where Jelly Roll says that he won't do this show unless Harry lets him give him a neck tattoo.
Yeah, well, that was a great video.
Oh, it's so good if you could check it out. And Dolly Parton is kind of proving herself as a businesswoman. She's putting out a new limited edition perfume called Smoky Mountain Gold.
Mmm.
It's a 3.4-ounce bottle, so not big.
Yeah.
$100.
Oh.
But you know people are going to buy it.
There is the world of perfume and the world of art is two money-swindling businesses that I've never seen before. How do you put a price tag on art or perfume?
Or smell.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's ridiculous either way. And there you go, our Country Music Insider this morning.